allow me to stand on the protocol already established by the Executive Secretary of the National Peace Council. We bring you peace because that is what we stand for as a council. The National Peace Council Governing Board, since its inauguration in April 2025, has not met with you. First of all, to thank you for inaugurating the new board and also to share with you our vision. This meeting today offers the governing board the opportunity also to formally congratulate you for winning the mandate of the people of Ghana to serve a second term. We pray for God's guidance and wisdom for you to be able to steer the affairs of our motherland. Today, we would like to brief you on the state of the National Peace Council and share with you pathways to sustainable peace in Ghana. We stand first on two conceptualizations, being the complex conflicts and recurring conflicts such as chieftaincy disputes, land and boundary disagreements, ethnic grievances, resource competition in various places in the country. Mr. President, secondly, in terms of religious tolerance in Ghana, we are happy to report that the data we have from our regional offices suggests that Ghanaians are very much tolerant of our religious differences. To strengthen this, the Peace Council facilitated a memorandum of understanding to guide religious conduct in government-assisted and mission second cycle schools. The launch was performed by the Ministers of Interior and Education on 4th September 2025. We appeal for a special fund to roll out a comprehensive advocacy program to bring its content closer to the people. Your Excellency, we would like to inform you of some legacy activities we plan to carry out during your term at the presidency. We are thinking of the construction of a permanent office space for the National Peace Council, denominated the Peace House. And then we want to work on a peace index for the country. Similarly, we would like to develop a conflict map for the country and also develop a peace building strategy for Ghana. Our plan is to mediate and, if possible, resolve a number of the chieftaincy conflicts or issues that are before us, and also mediate a number of land boundary issues. We also hope to develop a recovery strategy for Boku after the signing of a peace agreement among the parties in conflict. Mr. President, the board is happy to inform you that the global action against violence atrocity crimes, GAMAC, which was initially formed by the Danish, Swiss, Argentine, and other governments with the aim of atrocity prevention around the globe, has relocated its office from Geneva to Accra and to the Peace Council with the endorsement of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are happy to inform you that the chairman has also been moved from Costa Rica to Ghana. Dr. George Amo, our executive secretary, who was already on the GAMAC steering group, was unanimously elected to be the new chair for the next 3 years. Your Excellency, we need your kind support to push this project, which we believe will contribute to the country's democracy. Mr. President, the National Peace Council has some human resource needs that we would like to bring to your attention. The National Peace Council needs more staff. The 83 permanent staff is below the 400 personnel needed to adequately cover regional operations to resolve over 300 conflict cases before us. There is a high attrition level among the staff of the National Peace Council, mainly due to low remuneration and allowance for staff. Your Excellency, we also have some financial and logistic needs. The Peace Fund, established by Act 818 and launched in 2023, could not attract the needed funds due to myriads of challenges. The current board wants to relaunch the Peace Fund, so the board would be highly grateful if His Excellency could do the honors of the relaunch. Your Excellency, the last board has pending payment of allowances, third and fourth quarters of 2024. Already, the meager sitting allowance of the board is in no way commensurate with the level of commitment expected of eminent members. So if that is also not honored, it does not show appreciation for board members. And those of us remaining, we feel for those who are no more on the board and have not received their third and fourth quarter allowances. The board respectfully requests your intervention in this cause, and if some parting gifts could be given to them as well. Your Excellency, we thank you for granting us this audience today, and we are all ears for your fatherly response. Thank you.